Have you ever stared at your vacuum-driven attitude indicator during a flight review and wondered how long that thing has left? 5 years? 10? And when it finally dies, do you really want to replace a 1970s gyroscope with another 1970s gyroscope? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, Radio Hangar's technology desk, and today we're tearing into a little 3-inch round instrument that is quietly killing the vacuum system in general aviation. The product is the AV30C from UAvionics. And before we get into the engineering, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last, AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. The AV30C is a single 3-inch round instrument that drops into a standard 3 1/8-inch hole in your panel. That's the same hole your current attitude indicator, or heading indicator, already sits in. No panel cutting, no new holes. You pull out the old gauge, you slide in the new one, you connect power and pitot static, and you're looking at a digital attitude indicator, a digital heading indicator, or both, depending on how you configure it. The price point is what turns heads. The street price is right around $2,000 for the unit. Compare that to a traditional vacuum attitude indicator replacement, which runs somewhere between $800 and $1,500 for the instrument alone, and then you still need a functioning vacuum pump, the plumbing, the regulator, and the filter. When that vacuum pump fails, and it will fail, you're looking at another $500 to $1,000 plus labor. The AV30C is all solid state, no vacuum system required, no spinning mass inside the case. It uses microelectromechanical systems called MEMS, accelerometers, and gyroscopes, the same core technology that keeps your smartphone screen oriented correctly, except UAvionics has packaged this into an instrument that meets technical standard order C4, which is the FAA's standard for attitude instruments used in certified aircraft under instrument flight rules. That TSO certification is the whole game. There have been experimental-only digital instruments for years. The MEMS technology is not new. What's new is that the AV30C went through the full FAA certification process, which means you can install this in your certified Cessna 172 or Piper Cherokee or Beechcraft Bonanza using a supplemental type certificate. And it's legal for IFR flight. That matters. A lot of the affordable digital gauges on the market are limited to experimental or visual flight rules only. The AV30C plays in the certified IFR world, and it does so at a fraction of the cost of the alternatives. So what does it actually show you? In attitude mode, you get a synthetic horizon with pitch and roll. It displays slip and skid. It shows indicated airspeed, altitude, vertical speed, and heading, all overlaid on the primary attitude display. In heading mode, it becomes a horizontal situation indicator with a digital compass rose, GPS track, and heading bug. You can install two of them, one in each mode, and now you've replaced your attitude indicator and your heading indicator for about $4,000 total, eliminated the vacuum system entirely, and gained a backup that has its own internal battery lasting over 4 hours. Here's what most people miss about this product. The real value isn't just the instrument. It's what you remove from the airplane. The vacuum system in a typical single-engine piston airplane is a failure chain. You have a mechanically driven vacuum pump spinning at high RPM connected by a drive coupling to the engine accessory case. That pump pulls air through the instruments, spinning tiny gyroscopes at thousands of RPM inside sealed cases. The pump wears, the drive coupling shears, the filter clogs, the regulator drifts. The gyros precess. Every link in that chain is a potential failure point. And when the vacuum system fails in instrument conditions, you are now flying partial panel. Partial panel. In actual IMC is the scenario that kills experienced pilots. The AV30C doesn't just replace an instrument, it eliminates an entire failure mode. Now, let me be honest about the limitations, because this product is not magic. First, the installation. While the instrument itself drops into a standard hole, the STC installation is not a weekend project. You need an avionics shop or an A&P mechanic with inspection authorization to sign off the work. The STC paperwork from UAvionics covers a broad list of aircraft, but your specific airplane still needs to be on that list. Installation labor will run you somewhere between $500 and $2,000 depending on the shop, the airplane, and how much of the vacuum system you're removing. So your all-in cost for one unit is closer to $3,000 to $4,000, installed, not $2,000. Second, the display. It's a 3-inch round screen. That's small. If you're used to looking at a Garmin G5, which has a slightly larger rectangular display, the AV30C can feel cramped. The attitude presentation is good, but the supplementary data around the edges, airspeed tape, altitude tape, those are tiny. Pilots with reading glasses will feel this in turbulence. When you're scanning fast, the density of information on that small screen can work against you. Third, the GPS integration. The AV-30C can accept GPS position data, which sharpens its heading accuracy and lets it display ground track. But it does not include its own GPS receiver. You need to feed it data from an external source through a serial connection. If your airplane doesn't already have a GPS navigator or an ADS-B transponder with a data output, you won't get the full capability. The instrument works without GPS, but the heading performance degrades over time without that external correction, and you lose ground track information entirely. Fourth, and this is the one nobody talks about at the fly-in, MEMS sensors drift, they are temperature sensitive. The AV-30C uses internal algorithms to compensate for this drift, and it does a remarkably good job for the price, but it is not as rock solid as a high-end fiber optic gyro or a ring laser gyro. In extended instrument flight, you may notice the attitude slowly walking a degree or two. For most general aviation IFR flying, this is well within acceptable limits. But if you're comparing it to a $20,000 Garmin GFC 500 system or a $40,000 integrated flight deck, the AV-30C is playing in a different league. It's honest about where it sits. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the competitive landscape. The Garmin G5 is the most direct competitor. It's a larger display, a more polished software interface, and it integrates beautifully with Garmin's ecosystem of navigators and autopilots. But the G5 runs about $3,000 for the unit, plus another $1,000 to $2,000 for installation. And if you want both attitude and heading, you need two G5 units, so you're in the $6,000 to $8,000 range before labor. The Garmin GI-275, which I covered previously, is even more capable but costs around $4,000 per unit. The AV-30C wins on price, period. For the owner of a 1978 Cessna 182 with a vacuum system on borrowed time and a realistic avionics budget, the AV-30C is the instrument that actually gets installed instead of being perpetually on the wish list. And an installed digital instrument beats a dream panel every single day. There's another angle worth discussing. Uavionics, as a company, they started in the ADS-B space, making affordable ADS-B out transponders like the Tail Beacon and the Sky Beacon. These are products that solved a specific compliance problem at a price point that the market desperately needed. The AV-30C follows the same philosophy. Identify a pain point in general aviation, apply modern sensor technology, go through the certification process, and price it where real aircraft owners can actually write the check. They're based in Big Fork, Montana, which is about as far from the traditional avionics power centers as you can get. But they've built a reputation for delivering certified products that work and that don't require a second mortgage. The company has also released the AV-30E for experimental aircraft, which is the same hardware at an even lower price since it doesn't carry the TSO certification overhead. For the experimental and light sport crowd, it's an even easier decision. Let me talk about where this technology is heading. Because the AV-30C is not the end of the story. It's the beginning. The broader trend in general aviation avionics is the democratization of glass cockpit technology. 15 years ago, a glass panel meant a Garmin G1000 suite that cost $60,000 to $80,000 and was only available as a factory-installed option in new aircraft. 10 years ago, the Dynon-certified HDX brought glass panels to legacy aircraft for $30,000 to $40,000. 5 years ago, the Garmin G5 and the GI-275 brought individual digital instruments into the $10,000 range. Now the AV-30C is pushing that below $5,000 for a complete attitude and heading solution. The logical next step is integration. Right now, the AV-30C is a standalone instrument. It doesn't drive an autopilot. It doesn't talk to your navigator in any meaningful way beyond accepting GPS data. The Garmin ecosystem has a huge advantage here because everything connects. Your G5 talks to your GTN 750 Xi, which talks to your GFC 500 autopilot, which talks to your flight stream, which talks to 4Flight on your iPad. It's a closed loop. Uavionics is working toward greater integration, but they're not there yet. If you want a fully integrated modern cockpit at the lowest possible price, you're still probably looking at Garmin. If you want the single best value in replacing a dying vacuum instrument with something digital, certified, and reliable, the AV-30C is hard to beat. There's one more thing I want to address, and it's the philosophical question underneath all of this. Should you remove your vacuum system entirely? Some pilots and some mechanics will tell you to keep the vacuum system as a backup, even after installing the AV-30C. The logic is redundancy. If the digital instrument fails, you still have the old steam gauges. And there's merit to that argument. Redundancy saves lives. But here's the counterargument. The AV-30C has an internal battery that lasts over 4 hours. If you lose aircraft electrical power completely, the instrument keeps running. A vacuum attitude indicator does the same thing since it's driven by the engine, not the electrical system, so in a pure electrical failure, both survive. But in a vacuum pump failure, the AV-30C keeps working because it never needed the vacuum pump. And if you keep the vacuum system installed alongside the digital instrument, you're maintaining two systems, paying for two inspections, carrying the weight of the vacuum plumbing, and keeping a mechanical failure point in the airplane that no longer serves a primary function. Many owners are choosing to rip the whole vacuum system out, save the weight, save the maintenance cost, and trust the solid-state instrument plus its battery backup. That's a personal risk calculation, and I'm not going to tell you which way to go, but the trend is clearly toward removing vacuum. So here's my bottom line on the AV-30C. It is not the best digital instrument on the market. The Garmin G5 has a better display. The GI275 has more features. The Dynon Certified HDX gives you a bigger picture. But the AV-30C is the best value digital instrument on the market for certified IFR aircraft, and value is what actually moves the needle in general aviation. Most of the fleet is made up of 40 and 50-year-old airplanes with owners who love flying but don't have unlimited avionics budgets. For those owners, the AV-30C is the product that finally makes the jump from steam gauges to digital realistic instead of aspirational. And every airplane that makes that jump is a safer airplane. This segment drew on product specifications from UAvionics, pricing data from multiple avionics shops, and comparative analysis published by Aviation Consumer and AOPA. More aviation technology breakdowns at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Go check your vacuum gauge. If it's wobbling, you know what to do.